Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How are you doing, dude? It's been a while. I haven't seen you in forever.
Ping pan.
Haven't heard from you. You've just been fucking MIA, off to the fucking races.
I've been working hard.
All these businesses and painting floors. I know that you just opened your painting business.
Yeah, I'm going to start a business construction company.
Yeah, it's called Floored.
Or it's a company that comes in when businesses fail because of COVID, and I just tear them down and sell the scrap.
So you'd lose money?
I buy them for like pennies.
Ah, on the dollar, on yeah. The dollar. And then you just strip them of all the
copper.
All the copper in the walls, yeah. Make them squatter pads.
All their furniture.
How you been, dude?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're now Summit County, the county that we live in. Wow, that really directed us into a spot.
As if you're talking about like, a different county.
It'll be like, when I say that. Anyways, our county got moved to level 3 mandatory masks while in public. Now, how many motherfuckers do you think are going to be wearing masks?
First off, you should probably explain that because I don't think it's a national thing.
No, it's only for our county.
No, I'm saying that level, that scaling.
Oh,
so we're in a red zone.
Wait, is that national or only for Ohio?
I think it's an Ohio thing.
So DeWine is like, yo.
I think DeWine's got himself a scale.
And he stands on.
And he follows.
He starts coughing. He's like, yep, it's going to be a red.
Yeah, he looks out the window. He goes, it's a hot day. Call it red.
Yeah, call it red. Maybe purple. Franklin, watch out. I got my fucking eyeballs on you.
But in Ohio, there's a grading scale from like yellow, orange, red, and purple is the danger.
Well, that's like you walk outside and you're going to get COVID.
Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah, COVID could catch you immediately.
Yeah.
We're in red right now, so it is mandatory masks in Ohio. In our county.
In our county, yes.
And there are, like other counties around us, Cleveland.
Dude,
Akron.
I looked at the fucking map, and Talmadge has a big old fucking red spot on her.
Dude, because like, Talmadge is still like bobbing for apples on the weekends and
dude,
shit.
Dude, these motherfuckers do not give a shit about... I get looked at weird now for wearing a mask. It's like shit turned around on me. I was like, when did this become not in vogue?
Dude, I'm cool. Because I'm so creepy looking in the mask. I get looks either way. Yeah. That beard just flings out of it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God. It's like a 1980s bush popping out of a bikini.
Out of a little G-string bikini.
Polka dot bikini. Ew. But yeah, I thought that was... I
don't care what society thinks, so...
I think it should have been mandatory regardless because these motherfuckers can't fucking do anything right for themselves. And I know that sucks and that's very totalitarian of me to think, but it's like, dumbasses, if you wear a mask, we can all go back to normal lives sooner rather than later. You're going to prolong this motherfucker, and you're also just being completely unkind to everyone around you.
Or, man, we just gotta prepare for a different existence, man.
Masked existence. It just bums me the fuck out that, like, I walk in somewhere and they smirk when they look at you. Like, fucking, I guess he's drinking the water the fucking chlorine and it making his third eye go all hard and shit like that.
I don't think they think that much.
No, they don't.
But Lizard I did have a big motherfucker. Old hippo, wino, fucking Karen motherfucker come in when I was at Meijer. And me and the three other people had masks on and we were just waiting in the deli line. And she just storms through like a freaking hurricane. She's like, excuse me. And like cut through everyone. And at first I'm just like, well, she's kind of a piece of shit.
Why was she trying
to
cut through everyone?
And then she goes, I don't know why you guys are spread out like this. Excuse me. To everyone.
Because
we're all in the spots that the grocery store wrote.
How close was the store to the road?
What do you mean?
I just hope she ran right out the doors and just got smacked by a fucking semi-truck.
Unfortunately, it's far back from the road because it's the one in Stowe, but I'm thinking, like, she'll probably go home to no family or a family that hates her and resents her on moral basis from the get-go.
One of my favorite things now is that, like, people will be like, I think all lives matter, blah, 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 blah. Unfriend me if you think so. And then, like, the next post down is like, my son unfriended me. I'm like, you fucking deserve
my
it, you
son
weirdo.
Unfriended me.
Like, why don't, why, how do you guys not have social, like, consciousness? It's crazy.
I mean, or put any bearing on the social network being an indicator of your true friends,
dude, and
by announcing stuff like that.
And not, yeah, because you literally are
like,
just
why not just be who you are and delete social media if you don't want to hear about
it? Oh my God, like, old fucking, I just feel like people should, in general, should just get off fucking social media because it's causing the world.
It's crazy.
It's a horrible place for fucking, because the numbskulls that go on there and think like, yeah, this is totally fine, I'm free, I can say whatever I want. I'm like, you are going to get fucking career suicide crucified right now.
Yeah, it is wild. Like, if you call someone the C word at Starbucks, your boss could see that on social media and fire you from your job as a software engineer.
For sure.
Has nothing to do with anything. You don't work for Starbucks.
Yeah, and there's no like, well, what did she say, you know?
No. It was more just like, no, there's a video where you called her the C word to her face and then laughed.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah, you can't work here anymore.
Why? Because people found out where you work and they're hashtagging your work.
Yeah,
because
now you're C word Tony and we can't have you here.
Oh, God, what was, there was an episode of South Park where,
Oh, man, yeah, Tony's been fucking tapping into the non-PC fountain of youth.
It is. It's a perfect show. It's hilarious.
I wonder when that's going to catch the backlash that, like, everyone...
They ask for it. They're like, why can't we get canceled? Where the fuck are we doing so wrong that we can't...
That's funny. Like, Matt Stone and Trey Parker are like, fuck. Like, we are not pushing the envelope enough.
They could retire 10 years ago.
If not more.
And still do, you know, Tony winning fucking Broadway shows in their spare time.
Yeah. Book of Mormon.
But in all honesty, there's been interviews where they're like, no, like, we'll push every envelope. It doesn't matter. If you guys get sick of it, we'll be done.
Right.
Or we'll do it till we're not doing it anymore. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's a fucking show made out of cardboard.
Well, like, not anymore.
It used to be, yeah. But at the time, I think it was like a MTV, like, behind the show kind of fucking thing I saw. It was like season like 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. They did cardboard for a very, very long time. But yeah, it's just crazy that, like, I don't know, man. These are just wild times, and it's just mind-blowing to see. I think what grinds my gears the most is that, like, the ignorance of seeing the numbers of COVID go up and the ignorance of seeing, like, people being killed by police go up, and then people are still like, nah.
I mean, but also...
I mean, but when you're given hard numbers and facts, they're like, they're lies. I'm like, then what are you gonna believe?
But what do you change in your life if something's already planned and now we're in a red zone that says social distance, only necessarily
so
leave
you're
the
saying
house,
this
no
was,
gatherings.
This was a plan. The COVID was like released.
No,
so
I'm saying
that
I scheduled a party.
Oh, then go fuck yourself and cancel it. There'll be more time.
Okay.
Unless you die of COVID and then you won't be able to.
People are saying like, when are you getting married? And I was like, oh, our date is November 1st. We know that it'll be a good yellow day.
Congratulations, by the way.
On what?
Tony's a taken man now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't even have a ring.
Not, you don't.
I'm fiance with one E.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know
I
you had to
that.
Look it up.
I did. Oh, you knew?
No, you just had to change your Facebook fucking...
It did it for me.
Oh, good.
It was like, hey,
it
someone claims
right.
They're engaged to you.
Is
on
this
Facebook.
True?
And I was like, click it, I guess. I don't care. I've never done any of these updates.
But yeah, congratulations on that.
Thanks,
that's awesome.
Dude.
Even though she was buying or getting the milk for free, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. Wow.
Zingo.
Is that what you say to Josie?
Yeah, all the time.
I already give you your milk
for free.
I'm already a cow in your bed waiting for you.
Here's my udder.
You already live with it.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I just think the outright not being kind to society and just not being a kind person in that, like, the selfishness, I think, is what...
I'm a sweet boy.
I'm a fucking selfish motherfucker.
You
I could
are.
Give a fuck about a lot of things. But
most
like,
things, yeah.
As, like, a better good, I'm like, yeah, why shouldn't we... And maybe that's the comic books in me. You
or
know, the greater
yeah,
good.
You're trying to take that great responsibility.
Dude, the weight on my... I'm like, Atlas.
The greatest power.
Atlas, bro. I'm getting weighted down.
I'm carrying
all these,
the weight of the world in my mask.
All these masks are weighing me down. Broke my fucking back.
We've sold like 600.
Dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, you're just... Everything's coming out Millhouse for Dole Tone.
It's no profit because we're giving everything back to local business. But
and that's also awesome.
It's also sweet. Yeah, I feel really like a sweet, sweet boy.
Yeah, you're wearing your mask. We're giving back to the local community, trying to help them out. People are all pissed. They're like, dude, this is going to destroy the economy. I'm like, motherfucker, if we don't have people to make the economy, it won't matter.
Is
you know, we've had like 3 million deaths.
Yeah, is it controversial to say that this could be a socially engineered drug to get people off Social Security because it targets the elderly? Am I wild for thinking that? That's like 9/11 conspiracy shit, melting steel beams, you know, jet fuel.
Here's Selfish Paul coming out right now. I mean, more for us, eh?
Bingo, because I don't know if there'll be any left by the time
Fuck
I'm 65 with that Social Security that I'm paying into.
They're like,
now we just
switch
gears. Get them.
Yeah.
Take the masks off.
Yeah,
spit in their mouths.
Oh, God, just breathe all over them. Who cares? Take down the spit guards. All the youngins just start spitting in old people's eyes.
Hot take, but maybe this was designed.
Yeah, this could help us.
So I was reading about Bilderberg Group.
They've had their world already. Let us have ours.
Oh, update in recent actual news of the world besides COVID on a lighter, happier note.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to bring that up.
No, I mean,
just been reading a lot of news
lately.
You took
it dark. I'm bringing it light. Remember Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who, you know, molested like 150 girls?
Yes.
His mistress, girlfriend, skank bitch, like partner got caught. The FBI got her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's either going to die of COVID-related symptoms, hang herself.
Yeah, he's
with
doing
quotations.
Yeah.
Lots of air quotations here.
Yeah, you can't see it on a podcast.
She ain't going to trial, bro. She's got too many videos.
So who do you think's killing her?
Either she's not going to get killed. She's either going to cut a deal with these rich elite pieces of shit to go somewhere forever alone and hide.
Mm-hmm.
And not face jail, but then all the tapes get, like, wiped. Or she's going to go to trial, and someone's going to take her out, dude.
Who found her? The FBI?
FBI.
Are they in on this?
No.
Then, okay. Then what do you mean? Like, how's she going to cut a deal with who?
I mean, we got Don Cheadle. We got Bill Clinton.
Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle.
The Cheeds.
We also got freaking, we got Kevin Spacey.
Well, we
got,
all knew he.
He's on pedophile island.
He's been a little
island,
sus
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah, he's been sucking and fucking down there.
Who knows?
We also got Chris Tucker.
The young people that were affected by it. We do not make light of that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But this is a real thing. She did this. Like, she groomed 18-year-old chicks to go find 14-year-old chicks for
Don
these guys.
Don Cheadle, though.
He's in some pictures or whatever. And
isn't Don Cheadle fucking War Machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well.
You're hitting close to my home.
Okay.
Now I know these motherfuckers.
Now, if I said RDJ was in there.
Oh, God, I'd fucking go kill. No.
I'd go kill myself.
I'd be like, okay, I guess if you just make enough money, you just become a pedophile.
You know that
That's what I'm leaning towards now,
like,
anyways.
Yeah,
fucking doors are open for you, you're like, well, I guess I'll just be a monster.
I mean,
like, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Boom.
I mean, honestly.
I'm gonna get that tattooed. I just thought of that.
Yeah, is that a new quote?
Right on the swell of my back.
Okay. Yeah, right on the tramp area. I mean, it's not a new thought, is that, you know, you're so rich and opulent that, like, regular sex isn't enough. And so what's taboo you should try to get because you can afford
what's
to.
What's going
to
be the dirty
you're
thing that makes
enough.
You, like, yeah. that gets you going?
Gets you going, even still.
Fuck.
But it's strange.
I thought you were bringing this light.
Oh.
She got caught. Okay,
she's
right.
She's totally
on.
Caught. Wow. She's probably going to die in some horrible way.
More
hopefully.
Than likely, yeah.
Hopefully.
I'd honestly rather her go to actual court and then her not have to be able to cut deals and get these tapes erased.
That would be way cooler
and then all these
for
people
the world. Yeah.
Get fucking found out and get taken off. And then we'd be like, all right, can we just start anew? And now we all understand the baseline of, like, stop fucking kids, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And stop being monsters to people. Like, yeah. can we that just be the baseline of humanity?
I mean, there's a quote in that fucking documentary, Filthy Rich, where he's like, yeah, but he's so famous and rich, we can't just go and arrest him. That's... And the girl's like, I guess I'll put my rape in a drawer then. They're like, he's got, like, so much money and 29 lawyers. What are we? We're just a little fire department. I mean, a little police department. See ya.
I mean.
Wild, dude. Wild. Hope that bitch gets sodomized.
There's so much corrupt shit. It sucks. This world is awful.
Craziness, dude.
All right. Go burn books. No.
I bought a lot of. Fun stuff.
Good, jump off a bridge.
Yeah, I've been enjoying myself, though. We're both on a little summer vacay.
Yeah.
Getting that tan.
Oh, dude, I'm tan as hell. Well, in certain spots.
Yep.
Mainly my dick. No, that's the only thing I tan.
I just cut a hole and lay up.
Yeah, I look like a gimp out there. Got my gimp suit.
It's also a weird body part. Like, who would have a tan there?
Yeah, I don't know. I would never, like, all right, tanning bedtime, got to make the dick tan. Like, what if you got sunburn on your dick?
It's weird.
Dick burn.
Yeah.
I think that's called something else.
I don't think there's gonorrhea. Ever going to be a time when someone notates the tan level of my pee-pee.
No. But imagine if you're, like, super tan, and then you whip it off, and you just got that pasty white dick coming at you.
Or,
ah!
or you put, like, the heart sticker on it, then go get tanned.
Yeah. Little Playboy bunny.
Barbed wire wrapped around
it. Got a palm tree Playboy bunny and some barbed wire around my arm. Oh, around your dick. Wow. Yeah. I don't know how you'd tan 360 with that. I'd hold it
get
straight up in the air.
Get
yeah.
a boner in there.
Oh, yeah. Just take Viagra right before I go in. I mean, it lasts 4 hours, and the tan's only 20 minutes long, but, you know, whatever.
Then I just jerk off in the tanning bed and go.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh! The poor motherfucker has to go in there and spray and clean up butt sweat. Yep. Their whole job.
And it's hot.
And not only that, people are like, well, I'm not going to shower before I go tan because I'm going to shower afterwards.
Right.
Ew.
Right.
Ew. All that taint, balls, hair.
Yep.
Just dripping right down.
I'm sure they're drooling. Yeah.
They might pass out. Anyways, enough about tan dicks. Mm-hmm. You got a whole bunch of cool stuff. What'd you get?
I've been getting a lot of hobby stuff. I've been filling a bird feeder. It gets emptied out every day because they are
savages. Is it really every day?
Every day. Savages. A pound of fucking feed every day.
I woke
day.
Up at like 7 a.m. and looked across the street, and there was like 1,000 birds. Yeah. I was just like, dude, it's like Alfred Hitchcock
today,
over
today
there.
Today there were like 6 birds, 2 squirrels on top, and then a fucking groundhog.
Yeah, dude, you have 2 groundhogs that live right next to you. They're tight
so
as hell.
Cute.
Yeah, they're tight as hell.
Yeah.
What'd you name them?
That's Don Cheadle and...
how dare you?
And Gillian.
Son of a bitch. Wait, Cillian Murphy?
No.
Is he a part of that too?
Gillian Maxwell is the girl's name.
Got it. I was like, fuck.
No, Cillian, no.
Fucking Scarecrow?
No. If anyone, it'd be more like someone like Chris Evans.
No, Captain America. Then again, War Machine, he was fucking the Iron Patriot.
They're friends.
fuck.
Yep.
I don't even understand how you go up to someone and be like, so, I don't really know how to bring this up, but are you into, like...
what games do you like to play?
Yeah, well, hey, like, what do you do on your free time?
What's taboo to you?
And let's just see where this goes.
Or, do you want to go to a party? It's a special kind of party.
Yeah.
Or I guess they bring you in, they probably get you fucked up, get you in something lightly compromising, bam, hit a pick.
You're probably totally right.
And then it's more like, yo, if you don't want to contribute, like, you don't have to, but, like... fuck off.
Just understand that you're fucked.
That could be.
That's, oh my God. This is making my skin
like,
crawl.
Like, cute girl comes over and she's actually 17 and like they know it. And they're like, boom, pick. Loser.
Hate this world. Anyways, what cool hobby things have you gotten?
I got some.
Please stop talking about Epstein.
Got a robot. Got some goblins I'm painting. I got some sweet,
you got more minis?
Demons. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, I got some. I've like really into like. Doing these simple minis now. I'm selling like 12 of them for like...
what the what?
$45.
You're opening another business?
No, this is just one sale on eBay. But there's bids going for like 40... you know, it was like $15 to buy them.
Yeah.
Because they're like older units, but I painted them and made them look cool. And people are like probably going to pay like $45 for them.
For one?
12 little guys.
How long does 12 little guys take you?
I think 4 or 5 hours.
All right, so you're averaging about $5 an hour.
And that's all hobby fun.
Yeah.
That's like
you were
being
doing
paid
it for fun.
For fun.
You were doing it for fun anyways.
Correct.
I understand.
And that's where it's like, do you work a day in your life if you love what you do?
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Did you just think of that?
Just thought
you're
heard
gonna
of
get
it.
That tattooed on your back.
Just heard it in my own head. Okay.
So I got...
What have you been up to?
I started reading my Invincible compendiums, and my God, it's so good. I've read the first 48 issues before, but I'm rereading it, because I think it's been about 2 years since I read them. I want to shout out a website that I think, if you like comic books, definitely go to. It's called InStockTrades.com.
So cheap.
You can buy so much cheap, and it comes like in really good condition. It's
Is there shipping?
Yeah. Not much, though. I mean, like, I got 2 compendiums that weigh, like, 10 pounds each.
Yeah.
Like, those things are not, like, easy to read.
Yeah, they're big boys.
Oh, I'm, like, splitting the spine in the back. I'm like, this sucks that I have to split it, but, like, I can't read what's in the crease.
Yeah.
Anyways, I love the compendium style, though, because it's, like, just one book. I feel like a pastor. I hold my Invincible Bible as I, like, go up the stairs. Like, that's how thick the motherfucker
Apostle
is.
Apostle Paul.
Yeah, that was one of them, who I was named after. Ugh. Anyways... my mom was very Christian.
Yeah.
Still is. And so
was St. Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I figured
patron
it was...
saint of lost souls.
And weird that you'd be one. Okay.
That's
that's
you.
Yep, COVID.
That's God coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, it is. It is. That is that. Oh, no, demons. That's why they say God bless you.
I'm getting them out. Yeah, you are thank God you're still alive after that event.
After sneezing?
After sneezing. That's why you say, God bless you. Like,
I always
God bless
you. Demons were coming
no,
out
like
of your soul.
He blessed you because you didn't die from that. Because you do spasm.
Yeah.
And your body actually like twerks and shuts down for a millisecond.
I heard it came from the fact that demons were actually escaping you.
And they're like, good for you.
And that's why they say, God bless you.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Like, it was like an old, like, folk
I always thought I was going to die when I was sneezing when I was a kid, so I probably just acquainted it
Your
to,
dad
like,
must have been like, motherfucker.
God, he's dumb. I asked him where bread ties come from one time. I'm surprised he didn't euthanize me.
Wait, recently?
No, not recently. Fuck. When I was, like, six, and he was like, well, what questions do you have about life? I'm like, I don't know, Dad. Like, important stuff. Like, where do you get those little ties for the bread? Where even are those that tie onto the bags of the veggies?
Achoo. Oh, am I going to die, Daddy?
Ah, what was that? He was just like, it's right next to the bags in the grocery store. There's the little ties.
Well, I thought you meant, like, how are they made?
No, I was just like, where'd you get that?
Well, they come on the bread, usually.
No. Like, I'm saying those, the
twisties?
The twisties that you would get to put on the vegetable bags. Back in the day, they had...
They're the same as bread ties that come on bags.
Correct. But I knew where the bread ones were, but where do you get the ones on the veggies?
Did you ever go to the store with them?
I never noticed.
Okay.
I always thought, like, where'd you get that afterwards?
I mean, God, thank God.
Thank God I was six.
Well, or you didn't become Batman because you'd be a terrible detective.
Now, I got my eye on everything.
I am the shadow.
I know how many birds are in my yard right now.
How many?
12.
0.3. One just died.
Just moving.
But yeah, so InStockTraders.com. Check that out. Wow. And yeah, the Invincible Compendium is absolutely incredible. I've also been playing some Call of Duty, Warzone, and some multiplayer, and we played Survival and Waves. That was fun.
I played it.
Terrible at it, but, you know.
Horrifying.
Sometimes I'm okay at COD, but Predator's still been okay, and EDF, we got back on that page.
Dude, Earth Defense Force is one of the coolest games that you cannot describe to someone, and it does it justice.
No. Well, I feel like even if they, because I remember watching... Like, you're like, dude, I just bought this really tight game, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, this looks like it's for someone that has, like, 14 brain cells.
I know, and it looks like a Sega Dreamcast game.
I would say, like, PlayStation 2 to 3. Mm. PlayStation 2.5.
It's not good.
Like, you know how, like, Fallout
it
and Skyrim
like
kind of look...
Calibur did.
Yeah, it kind of look a little rough around the edges. Like, they're not, like, perfect, because they're so vast. Like, they have to kind of, like, on quality, kind of make it look shitty.
There's no game I've ever played that has this much on screen.
It's wild.
Including Days Gone, which is, like, a zombie horde game. Like, there's maybe 200 or 300 zombies in a horde. There's more. There's more here.
I will also say that when the game lags because there's so many bugs and aliens on you, like, you don't even care. You're like, it's getting insane.
Yeah, to where, like, you're shaking because it's, like, down to 2 frames per second. You're like, this is intense.
And you're just grenade after grenade. Yeah. The sound's not matching up anymore. You're just going, nope. Oh, God. EDF 5 is incredible. And if you want to play with us, please download it. PS4, hit us up.
Yeah, God.
It's a blast. God damn, that game's fun.
Wild
we almost
time.
Beat the whole thing on easy because we're bad at games.
We got normal through, like, level 50 probably, and then we're like, what's the point?
Have you seen any cool trailers or any cool movie news?
Nah. Yeah, not much movie news coming out now.
No, Tenet's like, they're like, we're going in August.
I love how they're like, in theaters. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah,
I'm like, they haven't mowed those since March.
Why are you doing that?
Who are you going to do it to?
Well, all right, so I heard this one thing about, like, they're going to release a movie that, like, might have done well if it had the audience for it.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, then they can just blame COVID for it. And then
correct.
The investors can be like, well, yeah, COVID. Like,
and what,
duh.
It's like covered under their insurance?
Well, no. I think more so that, like, it'll probably live. It's not going to do box office numbers to where, like, if this was a first movie, it can get a sequel still because COVID. It can still find its love. You know what I'm saying?
But
Tenet,
how are they going to recoup the actual fucking...
Well, Tenet, I heard that, like, that movie is like the summer blockbuster that people were, like, so pumped for. And I don't... I mean...
Where are you going to go? Magic City?
What's
Drive-In?
That?
That's open.
Yeah. What is it? The Twin...
The Twin, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Ravenna.
Whatever, yeah. Twinplex, whatever.
Something like that.
Those two are open because they're self-contained pretty much.
Yeah.
And you can kind of separate because you're in cars, but...
Oh, all the memes of, like, people just, like, puking out their fucking driver's side door because they're all getting wasted because they're out and about and can't help themselves.
Dude.
Dude, just get fucking drunk at home, people.
Honestly.
Like, stop going to bars. Like, I had sorry
a,
bars.
I had a little bottle of
Fireball?
Fireball.
Yeah.
I just chugged it at home.
Well, what? That was like the shot and a half?
It was a shot and a half.
Yeah.
I kind of like
and
it.
It's also half proof.
But I don't think sipping a bottle of that all night is a good idea.
Those ones, sure, you could have like fucking 14 of them and catch like a decent buzz.
Yeah, no, the little 40 proofers.
Well, they're also, yeah,
yeah,
they're half the proof of regular Fireball. Now, if you got like a bottle of Fireball and sip that all night, yeah, that's like blackout fuel.
Because
it tastes delicious.
So fun.
And I like, people will shit on this, but that and Dr. Pepper, not a bad combo.
Wow. That is the sugar.
It's all, that's one thing that kills me about that whiskey is that like, it'll give you a tummy ache.
It's a tummy hitter.
Yeah, you'll be fucking shooting darts out of your ass the next day. I mean, that shit's rough.
But no, I also saw, like, you know, the orgy fucking at Put-in Bay, like, these last few weekends.
Oh, my God. I drove past Island Square, and I was like, all of you are dumb.
It's wild.
It's packed. Nuts to butts. And no one has a mask.
I think society doing this is less effective. It affects us negatively less than other people because we were already kind of antisocial homebodies. I never craved the bar scene on the weekends or going out.
You used to.
So did you.
Yeah,
like,
for
we
sure.
We used to kick it hard, but we're old.
I know.
We're
yeah.
old
yeah.
bitches, dude.
I'm so content with just like chilling in, fucking maybe having some beers and fucking playing some video games or maybe not and just getting tired and playing some video games.
Honestly.
I don't mind.
No, and I was literally like,
I like mowing the lawn and looking at my yard.
I know. I check my yard out a lot. I feed my birds. I check my flowers.
My birds. Now you own them?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Fucking American. You.
What? Come on my yard.
Yeah,
touch my
I
birds.
Own ya.
But I let them be free.
Of course.
Because I'm a humanitarian.
And if they come back, they really do want to be with you. Isn't that the saying?
Put my hand out, they just land on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just walk out like fucking Snow White.
But no, the only social things I really want to do is like, I want to see some water. I'm going to go do that on Saturday or Sunday.
Are you going to like Lake Michigan?
No, like we're just going to go to Lake Erie.
Oh, the fancy one.
It's a lake.
Lake Erie smells so bad. It's wild.
Man.
I mean, for a lake, it's just it kind of bonkers to me. I like you walk up, you're like, all right, what the fuck is that?
I see where like, I feel like I'm home.
Oh, yeah.
I like the
just
smells.
Just in that dank, dead fish smell.
And I don't like fish. Like, I don't like seafood, but
do you,
I like
do you fuck
water.
With crab or lobster?
No. But man, I fuck with water. Man, I like the sound of water.
The sound of water is great, yeah.
Man, so cool.
Why don't you go to the like Brimfield Reservoir?
There's nothing moving in that lake.
Dude, you know what's awesome, though? Get real tired, go out on the dock,
yeah,
and then like look down and then look straight out, and it'll look like you're moving because the water's coming at you. It is. Remember? You remember? Yeah, I remember. Have you gone to Member Berries yet for South Park?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you remember Adats? Yeah, I remember Adats. Have you seen that episode?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's so good. Anyways. Remember when Luke cut open the Tauntaun? Yeah, I remember. Remember when you would play Guitar Hero and you'd look at the screen for so long and then look at the wall and it's moving?
It'd tunnel you, yeah.
It does the same thing on the lake, but it feels like you're, oh man, I almost threw up. Like,
good,
legit,
I'll do
like
that.
I was like, oh God, like, stop it.
I will do that.
Yeah,
I will transcend.
Tight. Yeah, it's cool. Just pop some
yeah,
DMT, make some toads.
All I want to do is see some water and go to maybe a fucking flea market or two, which both are not things that are that social.
You're testing the waters with me right
but
now.
But they already have it open.
Everything's open.
I mean, like, you can enjoy the flea market pretty comfortably and not have to worry about being a social fucking monster, like going to fucking Put-in Bay and sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, they're over there just like straight up spitting in each other's mouths, using shot glasses, like, take half the shot, I'll lick the glass and do the rest.
And it's like, what do you mean COVID's up? It's like, you all were sharing the ring piece of a glass.
Yeah, you guys played fucking water polo for 9 hours.
Or like you said, that kissing game where you had the card and
yeah, sucking blow.
What do you know? Got the COVID.
But yeah, no, we're not as, I think, adversely affected by this because we're introverts and we like our home bodies.
I'm
like,
not really an introvert, but I'm more so just so content with how my life is that I don't need other people to fuck with to be like, I matter.
Well, it means you don't care for society.
I guess
much.
I am an introvert when I just said that out loud.
You just said that,
but like,
it
we're
doesn't
not, but
take
like,
other people to satisfy you.
True, but I also think that me and you can thrive well in a social.
Oh, I can put it on.
Yeah.
I can put the mask
on. We can turn
on.
Up to 13.
I can Harvey Dent my way through a speech, but
I thought,
I'm not.
I didn't know you were going to say Dent.
I prefer it.
I thought you were going to go with the other Harvey, and I was like, whoa.
No. It's, if someone said, like, hey, would you rather work alone in your room and kind of focus on your job, or would you like to be in the middle of the fucking cafeteria and, like, handling stuff on the fly, chatting with anyone who comes up to you. I'd be like, I'd much rather enjoy the solitude of my room.
Agree with that.
Yeah. I also see like the beauty in jobs that are solitary. Like ours is kind of solitary sometimes.
It can be.
But then like I do envy like the guy who like works alone, like a surveyor or a landscaper. That's probably dope.
Dude, could you imagine if we would, because they usually travel in twos, the surveyors. Yeah. If we were, me and you.
Dude, team, dude.
P&T surveys.
What do you got over there? What elevation are you looking
some
at?
Some land.
Yep. I put my stick in the ground, yep. Buddy.
I'm not even sure how to read this still.
What are you doing? I'm just looking at a menu for lunch.
Yeah, we went to college for how long for this? God yeah. Damn, this is weird.
What's the point?
What's this thing even called?
We know nothing. We know nothing.
So what did you guys get? Lunch.
We got lunch and we drove to a place you told us to.
Yeah, Azteca. It wasn't bad.
It's level.
All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Ready or Not.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I really
enjoyed
it. It is a blast. I give it like a 7.5 since you talked about it. Everyone kind of knows what it is. It's a lot of fun. I think it was on HBO Go. I might not be anymore. It might have been one of the like leaving in July.
Ending.
And not only that, like a good acting to where it was like a good dark comedy.
I don't know who that chick is that
she's
much.
Great. She's great.
She's fucking awesome.
She's fantastic. I absolutely enjoyed
her.
She
was in one other movie that I liked, and she was better than, I told you she was better than Glenn. In that movie about like everyone goes crazy in their
workplace. I know. You just talked about this and I just saw the fucking whatever.
It's called like Rampage or Mayhem.
Mayhem.
And she's much, much, much better than him.
Yeah, she was fantastic in the movie. And motherfucker. Who's the other like big star in that? Adam.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's from like OC.
Yeah, he is from the OC, but like he was in Jennifer's
Brody.
He was in Jennifer's Body, which is another movie that's like that movie.
And it's also a very, very underrated film. People
shit on that movie.
Really just wanted to see Megan Fox's tits and shit.
Well, yeah.
And didn't like that it was an actually
I'm really happy that movies are starting to stray away from like, oh, you might see titties in this. And we're like, oh, no, here's a good story. Because that's
dude,
all I
Jennifer's Body's great.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember absolutely loving it. But yeah, Ready or Not was on that same par for me.
Tight.
Highly recommend.
I saw the movie Priest. It's got the guy who plays Vision.
Okay.
Bethany.
Sure.
Yeah. He is the priest. It's based off a comic or a man or whatever. It's based off of something visually written, and they try to make it cool in the vein of The Matrix or Judge Dredd.
Paul Bettany.
Yeah. They're going for an aesthetic. They're going for like this cool, like Aeon Flux fucking future that's so wild, and religion has become like the government.
Yeah.
And so super holy super priests kill all these fucking like demons and vampires and shit.
Oh, Carl Urban's in it.
You'd think that might have helped.
The Herb.
Yeah, The Herb was there. Didn't do much.
Love The Herb.
He was in it for maybe 20 minutes.
Speaking of Carl Urban.
Oh.
Fucking The Boys. Season 2's coming out at the end of July, son.
Be tight, dude.
That trailer looked awesome.
It's going to be so gory.
Continue, sorry.
Don't see Priest.
What do you give it?
Like a 5 out of 10. It's a stylized sci-fi movie that has like the bones of something awesome, but they had nothing came through.
Okay.
Well.
All right.
Yeah.
Josie and I rewatched Us.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck, that movie rocks.
So good.
9 out of 10. Love that movie.
So good.
We also watched Get Out.
Where'd you see Get Out?
Rented it, but it's also, I think it's on Amazon for free now.
How dare you?
Like, I was bummed. He's like, I remember we rented, it was like $2 to rent.
Yeah.
But the next day we went on and it was on something else. I was like, fucker.
Okay, cool.
But then we started watching Key and Peele. I've never seen the show. Mm. Fuck. It makes sense to why he writes so good, because he's such an awesome writer. Like, it's fucked up. Us is insane. Like, that movie is so batshit fucking bonkers.
It is.
Like, it comes from the mind of someone, like, on weed. It has to. Because you're just like, what?
Wild time.
How'd you get there?
Yeah.
Like, the spoilers, Hands Across America thing is just such a weird...
Hilarious.
And it's so cool. And Get Out is just mind-blowingly tight.
Yeah.
The end to Get Out, the one that I saw, they had the actual ending. Fucking, I wish you would have done the actual ending. Go check it out.
Okay.
It's awesome. You can probably find it on YouTube. And I saw the one that I saw, he was commentating over. He's a fucking absolute genius. He's incredible.
Fucking cool.
I can't wait to see more of his shit because he's just so unique.
Yeah.
There's no one really like him out there right now that I can think of.
No, I mean, the only other one in horror is Ari Aster right now with Hereditary and Midsommar. Like, but that's like more of a classic horror director, not a...
social commentary.
Social commentary, yeah. And like...
Because what's neat about how... is it Peele? Jordan Peele?
Mm-hmm.
He does those, okay.
Yeah.
Because Keegan's the dude from Animal Planet, right? You remember him on Animal Planet?
No.
He used to host like Animail Call or some That's shit funny. Like that. Anyways, he's fucking absolutely hilarious. They're both
dude.
Awesome. Anyways, yeah. Fucking him and Predator, though.
Yeah. Everyone.
So, Jordan Peele, it's neat because he kind of takes the sci-fi element of... the social commentary, because that's when like sci-fi movies hit so deep,
mm-hmm.
is when it's about something like an issue that actually lies in ours, but then set in the time to where it kind of takes you out of our time and then gives you the idea that then you can apply to yeah. now. I think that's just I think that's a hard magic trick to pull off, and he does it well.
He hosts the Twilight Zone too.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
What else you see?
Shit, a bunch of stuff, bro.
I have so much.
Watch The Patriot.
Okay, that's a big one.
That's a big one with Mel Gibson and my boy Heath Ledger.
Yeah, R.I.P. R.I. Heath.
Yeah, R.I. Heath, dude. That movie's fucking dope, man. So many, like...
ponytails?
So many good performances. The guy who plays Falcone, the original Falcone in Batman Begins.
Yes.
He's in it as like a like the fucking general of all the armies that are coming over from England. And... there's an asshole captain who like wants to like pretty much like shock and awe, like kill families, kill kids, like burn churches and shit. And he's like, let me at the militia. I'll kill them like proper. And he's like, dude, we still have to trade with these people. And like, they're our fucking kinsmen. Like, after this is over, we have to exist with them. You cannot just slaughter them. And like, you'll cause something worse if you do that. And he does it. He puts a whole town in a church and burns it, and well, the whole town just chars to death. And literally, like, there's a scene where, you know, you got like 100 dead bodies just all charred up.
Like, straight up Silent Hill.
Yeah, and I was like, man, oh man, that's badass. Like,
there's Triangle Head.
Dude, so, Silent Hill's a dope movie.
So good.
So good. Patriot's awesome. It's like 8.5. Like, it's pretty good.
8.5. Speaking of older movies, I watched The Abyss.
Oh, fuck.
The Abyss is tight, man.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good
me.
Movie. And I forgot the ending. And I was like so pleasantly surprised. I was like, God damn. And
I know.
That was a motherfucker.
Ed Harris.
Dude, no, yeah, he was in it. But I'm saying the dude that loves going underwater.
Cameron.
T2. Yeah, James Cameron. Yeah. My fucking God. He knows how to fucking end a movie.
He also nearly killed his crew making that film.
Hey, man.
The girl.
Got to suffer for good
his
art.
His wife. She nearly drowned. She won't talk about the filming of
Linda
that
Hamilton?
Movie. No, that's not Linda Hamilton in
well,
that
she,
movie.
Well, he was married to Linda Hamilton, wasn't
no,
he?
No, in the movie.
Ed Harris?
Ed Harris, yeah.
Ed Harris's wife in the movie. I thought you meant James Cameron's wife in
real life. I'm saying who was in the movie.
Real life.
No.
Okay.
He's married to Linda Hamilton?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
For like years.
Good for him.
Yeah, he also came out when like Wonder Woman, they're like, the best fucking like action like woman. He's like, yo, fucking, like, fuck you. And people were like, whoa, why are you getting shitty? And he was just like...
my girl Linda's been kicking ass since 85.
That was like the quote, and people were like, God, old crusty yeah. boy, get off your high horse.
Get out of your submarine.
Jesus. Yeah, that's all he did, poked his head out like, yeah.
Sorry, I'm decompressing.
Yeah, and it fucking hit a tweet, went back down, then went back to the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, Abyss was crazy to make. People were underwater too long. They were freezing of hypothermia and shit. Ed Harris said it was like the hardest physical challenge of his career.
Wow.
And like held the crew together. Like he's
Ed
like,
Harris looks like he has lived 1,000 lives.
He's so powerful.
Like he has so many wrinkles. It's crazy. But he looks so tight with them. Like he aged insanely hard, but it makes him look so tight.
I'm going to probably watch The Rock now that you mentioned The Abyss because Ed Harris the shit in that too.
He's good, man. Like Milk Money.
Totally, dude. That's when he's real hot.
I just think, I mean, Westworld, the man in black, I mean, like, he's just so tight.
It's perfect.
He's so tight. Yeah, so The Abyss. I give it 8.5.
All right. Dr. Sleep.
Ooh. That's one I've been fucking screaming at you to watch.
Dr. Sleep. I could watch it again right now.
Josie actually wants to rewatch it. When it popped up, she was like, oh, shit, like, we should rewatch this again. I was like, I mean, if you want to.
It's so good in comparison to what I was thinking it would be
the
to me.
The bar for me was, like, on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing fucking leapt right over it.
I was so shocked.
Yeah, it's so good. It's
those,
tight.
Like, gypsy fucking vampires.
Yeah,
like,
soul vampires. Kind of, or, like,
fuck.
Shining vampires. The Shine.
Dude, the fact that shines are, like, superpowers almost, like X-Men shit, like, oh, my shine does this.
Yeah, they kind of give the shine. Yeah, it is, like, the shine is just you're kind of gifted.
Yeah, you're gifted.
And it can be in different ways and stuff
like
that.
Like, I've never seen a shine like his.
But Ewan McGregor, like, fucking was tight in it.
It was great.
And I was like, wait, he's in this? When I first started watching, yep. I was like, I didn't even know that. This movie came so under the radar.
It was
and
wild.
People didn't give a fuck about it, but I almost think that's better because then it didn't have to live up to The Shining, even though that opening shot is the tightest shit.
The organ music when they're like, he's moving into the ballroom to the bar.
Sick.
I was like, fuck my ass.
Like, it literally takes you right back to The Shining, and then it doesn't have to even live up to it, but, like, just the fact that it gave you that little taste, you're like, I'm in.
Shows you the fucking door with the hole in it where he axed through it.
The carpet. Like, everything about it, I was like, this is going to be the tightest thing ever.
It's so fun seeing
what do you give it?
Like that. Like a 9.5. Like,
it
I was shocked.
Great. Oh, I'm
shocked.
So happy you liked it. I watched The Vast of the Night.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, but I saw it.
Okay. No,
I saw it posted on my screen.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie It. I was like, it's not like It. Okay.
Okay.
So, have you heard, like, 1920s radio?
Yeah.
It sounds like that the entire movie. I will say that it has some of the longest shots of dialogue ever. It feels like a play in some essence. But my lord, is it slow and boring.
No.
And then you get a payoff of about a minute at the end.
Nope.
Nope. I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, it's worth a watch, but you're going to get bored. It's people just telling stories.
Sucks.
Yeah, he's a radio host. And then
what
the fuck's
he talking about, though?
Aliens are coming in. They saw something in the sky. He's an alien host trying to get to the bottom of it. People are like, oh, I'll call you and let you know. I'm an ex-Marine. And like,
it's like Coast to Coast with George
and
Norrie.
And we saw this. It's like Contact with, like, and then at the end you see your dad and you're like, fuck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Contact actually was an awesome ride the whole time. This is like the opposite of Contact. You're like, any second now, something will come on the screen that isn't a person talking very quickly.
Right.
The dialogue is neat. It's very stylized, and it looks cool in a sense. I give it a 5, worth a watch, but never would rewatch that again.
Okay. I watched The Prophecy with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that movie is dope.
Viggo Mortensen as the devil.
Yeah, The Prophecy's sick, right?
The Prophecy is dated.
Right.
But it is sick. Like, the concepts are really sick. Like, an angel is a creature that you would never want to meet, is sort of like the way that they look at it. Like, an angel came from heaven as a divine being who was told they were lesser than humans because they didn't have free will. So they have a life of servitude. They're omnipotent. They're very powerful. And they see humans as, like, varmen got all the attention from dad. So when they come down, it's not like a holy, like, righteous experience for a human. It's more like, if I shred you to pieces, you'll go up to your dad. Like, so I wouldn't even worry about the idea of killing you, because killing you would be good for you. Like,
I'm gonna watch that this week.
The Prophecy, man. Like Christopher Walken, he plays Gabriel.
Yeah.
And
this is like a few years after, like, fucking he was Max in Batman Returns.
Yeah.
And, like, he still has that same haircut almost. Oh,
yeah.
That's the Walken I love.
Slick as shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, you know that little indent on the top of your lip? I told you a secret before you were born. And I said, shh, don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
And, like, the dude's just like, oh, okay. And then he lights people on fire by flicking his fingers.
Why is this New York gangster pretending to be an angel? Sorry.
Yeah, it's so fucking tight. Like, but it is dated. It's a slow film. Like, it's a slow burn. But, like, every scene that kind of digs into the fucking
worth it though
theology part, like, is so interesting. Yeah, it's like an 8.5, like Deep Impact, like it's dope. Like,
that's good that it holds up. I want to rewatch it. It's been a minute since I've seen that. And I was also thinking of, there's a Clive Barker movie that's like along the same lines of this, like this. Oh fuck,
Clive Barker movie. That could be anything.
Well, no, it couldn't.
Could be. Could I mean, you have anything. Like
Candyman, Hellraiser, Nightbreed, Lords of Illusion. Lord of Illusion. That's the one I was thinking of for some reason.
I was so scared of that movie as Lord a kid.
But 95 as well. That's why I got confused.
We've watched that.
Lord of Illusion's tight.
I told you to watch it when we lived at Amelia.
I've seen it before then.
And you were like, what?
Shut your mouth.
Dude, anyways, I love you. You're so hot.
I'm going to go through three shows right now. Ultimate Tag, Floor is Lava, and Holy Moly.
Wow.
Floor is Lava is like such fucking junk food for your brain that it's like so like,
yeah.
That was the first of out of these shows that I watched, and I was like, ah, whatever. Ultimate Tag is like fucking Gladiator or American Gladiator meets like fucking parkour, and it's a blast to watch. All the commentary fucking pretty much blows on it. Holy Moly has some of the fucking best commentary. It is so fucking awesome. Like, the dude's like, yeah, so she went up Uranus like amazingly well, and it's so dumb but done so well. And what's his name, Rob Riggle. I did that, yeah. Again, damn it. Rob Riggle, I think, is fucking, he's such a good host to have on that show. Like, he's perfect, and the whoever his co-host is awesome too.
Yeah.
Out of the three, I would recommend, like, if you're listening to a podcast and you want something to watch, Ultimate Tag, blast.
Okay.
Or that new rock show where he's like, you can be a Titan. I think that's what it's called.
Titan Games. Yeah.
That one looks tight as hell, too. And I started watching it, didn't get into the first episode.
It's kind of intense.
But, yeah, it looks like American Ninja Warrior kind of type deal. And, like, fucking, but you're, like, going to flip tires.
Yeah, but you have to be, like, a fucking strong man.
Yeah. I would highly recommend, if you're just, like, for the visual experience, Ultimate Tag, for the whole kit and caboodle.
Wow.
You got Holy Moly.
Favorite announcer from a movie is, for me, Jason Bateman in Dodgeball.
I think mine, I gotta look up his name, hang on a second. He was in Whose Line Is It Anyways, but he plays the announcer twins in episode one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I
can't remember his name.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He has got the glasses.
Sebulba taking the lead.
Yeah.
There's some what are they called? Out on the Canyon Dune Trail, like when they're shooting at him.
Oh, the Tusken Raiders?
Tusken Raiders camped out on the Canyon Dune Trail.
He's gonna be so far. Greg Proops.
Yeah,
he was Fode.
I liked Jason Bateman because he plays a fucking like stoner with spiked hair and like a fucking
The visor.
Visor hats, yeah.
Actually, I take that back. My favorite is the Skrull Brothers in the dance-off competition in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's good, too.
That was fucking incredible. And that was before I knew who they were, like, really. And that's when they were, like, Scarborough Country or whatever.
Scarborough.
I can't say their fucking name. It's, like, a lot of consonants and shit. What else you see? Oh, I give all those shows like a 5, but they're fun. Okay. And they're great dinner eating shows. When you're like, oh, let's not spend 45 minutes trying to pick something while
Correct.
We eat dinner.
Yeah.
Throw on that horse shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, out of all of them, Holy Moly, that's like a 7.
So
I'm into it.
We've got a new show that we watch during dinner, and this might be controversial, but it's called Trashtopia. And it's a YouTube documentary series, but it looks like it would be on National Geographic kind of thing. Like, it's really well produced in every way.
Okay.
So it comes in, it has like, you know, logos, and like it shows like what trash is like in Canada and Jerusalem and Japan and fucking New York and LA, and they're an hour long each, and it's just about the history and the modern like techniques to getting rid of the trash. So interesting. I swear to God, New York one, it had more twists and turns than a documentary about, like, making a murderer. It was wild. The mob ran the fucking trash in New York till the late 90s.
Do you know where it used to go?
Huh?
Do you know where the trash of New York used to go?
Like, where they put the trash
from
New York?
Where was the main landfill?
They built it out.
It's Staten Island now.
Yeah, they built it out. Like,
yeah,
there's
Staten
entire
Island,
blocks that are just trash.
Staten Island, no. Staten Island is all trash.
Yeah.
It is literally a landfill.
And there's another island that's still that way, but they haven't paved it off to grow grass.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy. They talk about the five boroughs. They talk about the gangs in New York. They talk about how fucking trash cleaners, if they stopped cleaning the city for 9 days, it caused complete anarchy. Like, it would be a breakdown of society within 9 days. And so the mob would threaten, like, we politicians and shit. Like, yo, like, we won't show up. And you guys will be fucking swimming in garbage. India?
Well, not, you know, also, it was the main source of why it would be so fucked is because of the rats.
Yes. Dude, no, man. India. That's where the rats are, bro.
But New York has so many, and that's why they have to keep it clean so the rats don't surface as much.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, my brother was saying, he's like, yeah, you literally see hordes of rats go over trash.
So,
like ants, bro.
So, in India, it's so bad because they don't even bury the trash, burn it, or anything. They just live in it. So, in India, you just take a shit on top of a pipe instead of inside of pipes like a normal toilet.
They're getting there.
They shit on top of pipes. They shit in the grass. They shit on their fucking floor because their floor is made of trash.
There's also 1 billion people there.
It's the grossest place ever.
Isn't India like 1 billion people?
It's horrible. They talked about fucking Bombay. And
Gordon Bombay?
Yeah, Gordon Bombay. Fucking
quack, quack, quack.
It's like triggering something.
It is.
It clicks something in
you. My brain.
India's the grossest place ever.
All right. What do you give India?
Oh, and there's people that kill rats during the night. They hit them with a stick and then pick them up with their bare feet and throw them in piles.
Yeah.
Why not use, I don't know, a claw?
Well, they probably don't
have a glove.
I mean, they're shitting on themselves.
Correct. Pissing on their feet.
Do you think they're going to be like, oh, get my mechanical claw to get this rat? They don't give a fuck.
And they said, we have to go barefoot so the rats don't hear us coming. And then they club them to death with a little stick. And then they grab them with their bare feet and throw them around.
They are the shadow.
It's the grossest thing ever.
What do you give India?
10 out of 10. Oh, India. 1 out of 10. I would rather just blow my brains out than go there.
Documentary, 10 out of 10. Right on.
Yeah.
I watched 12 Monkeys. Fucking.
How many monkeys are in that?
I give it 12 out of 12, 12 monkeys.
Continue.
No, I absolutely love the movie.
Oh.
Brad Pitt is fucking out of his gourd and overacting his complete ass off. Fucking, there's times when Bruce Willis, I'm like, what is going on? He's like, I just want to get helped. Like, when he keeps going back and forth, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Like, he just, it's wild.
Brad.
The movie's amazing, though. Like, I love 12 Monkeys. It's so good. I give it, like, a 9 out of 10 Deep Impacts.
Cool. What else did I see? Oh, I watched The Firm with Tom Cruise from, like, the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Horribly paced film with really shitty music. Cool enough concept because it's all about, like, this, like, firm in...
Get out, really?
Fuck off! In, like, Wisconsin. So it's not somewhere fancy.
Yeah, not
like
high
New
rollers.
York or L.A.
Sure, sure.
But...
No big wigs there.
They have 77 lawyers. They're all white males.
Mm-hmm.
And they have... Their billing is, like, 3 times higher than any other law firm in the country. So they're making triple the money of other law firms of the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows why, really. They're in, like, a weird little place in the middle of nowhere. But they're the best, most prestigious lawyers in the country.
Sure.
And you find out that they are the, like, they're Italy's and the U.S.'s mob's attorneys.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll check it out.
And, like, they stay under wraps.
I don't think I've ever seen The Firm.
It's kind of boring, but it's okay. It's like a 7 out of 10 Deep Impact.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It's 6.5.
I watched all of the Twilights.
What the fuck, man?
So Josie was like, yo, like, you should check them out. Like, you've never seen them all. I was like, I think I saw the first and the second one.
Do yourself that favor.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you...
Not in sequential order, in some sort of marathon.
Yeah, I did do it in like a day and a half.
Over the years, I had glanced at them on TNT.
So, God, Twilight is a fucking just... What's the opposite of a masterpiece? Like a garbage fire?
Yeah, like a big old hot garbage
fire.
Like,
I don't even give a fuck about him being shimmery. Like, the acting is, like,
it's barely
unforgivable.
There. It's weird.
I was like, was the director blind and deaf? Like, how did they not be like, another one? Stop that.
How did they hire Taylor Lautner?
Gross. Do it again. Like, that's all you had to do.
Gross. Cut. Wrong.
Ew.
Instead, they're like, cut. Perfect.
Do you guys know we're making a movie, right?
Michael Sheen is in that movie. Dakota Fanning said yes to those movies.
I'm not going to lie. When it got to the end, though, that end fight, that then, like, they click and didn't happen.
Yeah. The one that she's like, no, it didn't.
Yeah, she's like, and I just saw your thoughts. And I was like, oh!
And he's like, whoa, I can't win?
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, that the only, like, fucking cool thing, weight to the movie that was going to have all those people die and sacrifice her fucking, their love.
Little
is now,
girl in
even,
the tent.
Didn't even happen. I was like, fuck off. There was some cool, there was neat parts about it, I will say. There is some cool lore.
So dumb.
The little girl that's like born like a half, like a
half breed, yeah,
an immortal child, yeah, but isn't a child. Like it will grow and then stop at like 20 because they find like some dude that was in like
totally
some bumfuck Brazil, like fucking like little hut. And they're like, yeah, I was that too. and you're like, wow, that was fucking insane that you guys went there on your honeymoon. Good call. Anyways, there was some neat parts, but the series as a whole is like a 3.5.
Yeah, man. We can move on.
God, it's rough.
Moving on to non-vampire movies. I watched Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon and Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt's wonderful.
That's where he keeps getting chased by, like, papers, right?
No, he gets chased by Falcon.
Falcon.
Okay. He gets chased by Falcon. It's all about the idea that God has a plan, and these are the adjudicators of that plan. Like, they're like angels. They keep you on track so you don't go off your plan.
Yeah.
So they nudge you in the right direction. They'll make you spill your coffee. They'll make the bus late. Fucking Matt Damon finds out that this is happening because he meets this crazy cool girl, and they go and they adjust his life. And he goes, well, you guys adjusted my life. And they're like, bro, you're going to be the president. Like, chill your tits.
You've
like,
been in a lot of angel movies going on.
I didn't know.
Next one, Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I watched City of Angels. Goo Goo Dolls, so good. it's okay, man, I guess. Like, not really. It's, all right, I don't know, 5 out of 10?
All right, so worth the watch, but like...
Kind of, I don't know.
But not rewatchable.
It's like the end of the story is I want to live my own life, even though it...
Goes against God's
world, and it goes and it puts the world in a worse place. Like, or it's like it's really stupid because it's like you could be with her, but she's enough, so you might not achieve as much.
Tony, that's what free will is, baby.
It's the illusion of free will, man.
No, that's why he wants to live life because he doesn't want to be adjusted, bro.
I know.
Have to wear a mask. That's what he's saying.
He goes, I'm Matt Damon.
I won't wear a mask. He probably does, actually. He's a nice guy, it seems. I love Ford versus Ferrari.
Dude, them fighting is one of the funniest fucking scenes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Them on the fucking grass.
Do not get him a Coke. He does not get a Coke.
He doesn't need one. He can get his own.
Yeah, you can go to the store and get a Coke.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you. Like, no, you're not getting one.
Dude, their whole dynamic together is fucking fantastic.
He's like lecturing him and he punches him and he's like, oh, I knew it. Okay.
All right, so I watched Booksmart.
What?
Booksmart. So it has Jonah Hill's sister who was in Neighbors 2.
She's the big crazy one?
Yeah. But she is fucking awesome in this movie. And I'm not sure who the other actress is, but she's fantastic too. I love this. This is super bad with two girls. Almost the exact same premise. It is the exact same fucking premise.
Yeah.
But I will say it's done in such an awesome way. And it was like so like... I love Superbad so much that like seeing this, I was like, fucking round two? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I adored this movie. Like, Booksmart. I think it's like a 9. It's on Hulu right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, if Superbad's a 10, this is a 9.
Oh, okay.
I think you would absolutely love it. I think the comedy is right. Like, you like Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sorry to make that fucking, like, leap of, like, oh, it's a chick movie, and this is a chick movie. But the fact that, like, you can kind of get over that makes me think that you will, like...
Get over it.
Well, a lot of people get hung up on, like, oh, I don't want to hear chick comedy. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, just bad comedy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's bad comedy, good comedy. Yeah. But some people get hung up, like even the fucking female Ghostbuster movie, like people get hung up on that, even though it was bad.
Yeah,
but it's not because they were females. Like that, it's just a bad movie. Anyways, Booksmart is fucking awesome, super fast, like witty, and it's believable. It wasn't like the Good Boys with
where
the little kids.
They're saying things that 21-year-olds
and you love that shit for some reason.
So funny.
You're like, all the juxtaposition on them is just fucking great.
you never think you'd hear him say that.
Booksmart.
You love South Park.
I love
so
it.
So continue.
South Park's different. It's a cartoon. It's just a different thing.
No.
Yes, it is. I swear to God, because on comic book pages and cartoons can do a lot different shit that would be cheesy or shitty as a real person saying it and acting it out. It just happens.
Gotta try it.
You don't. Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes
you just know. Bad. Ew. Stop it. Do it again.
Excuse me.
What else you see?
That was a hard Red Bull burp.
I have six more still.
All right. I'm going to just save some of mine for the next podcast then.
Sure.
Because I still have nine.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just try to rock through them.
All right. No, because they're good.
Yeah,
no, there's
it.
A shitty one. Midway. It's about the Battle of Midway. That was a battle in the outside of Japan after Pearl Harbor that pretty much decimated Japan's aircraft carrier fleet.
Okay.
So a really badass battle that like fucked up the Japanese naval fleet when they thought they were like the biggest tits on in town. And then we came up with our double D fucking cannons and pow pow blew them up. Nothing about the story. It's like, you see those war movies that aren't Saving Private Ryan, and sure. You're like, these are so fucking forgettable. These people suck. The storylines are just contrived. Oh, he's going to go meet his girl for the last time before he goes to war. Fuck, that's boring. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much of that hand fucking feeding horse shit.
Yeah.
And not enough of the actual Midway and actual. It's like a fucking 3 out of 10. Like, it's Woody Harrelson's in it, for fuck's sake. I don't know why.
Hmm. Paycheck?
I guess.
I really want to see 1917. I still haven't seen that.
It is awesome.
When did you see that?
I rented it.
Fuck.
It was on. I rented it on Amazon, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because like you're on the Amazon Prime app.
No, I get it, bro.
And then it shows you the rentals.
Oh, I know.
And then I go, I got to make a click on that, bad boy. 1917 is the fucking shit, man.
Is that written on your list?
Yes.
Okay.
It's violent.
Yeah,
violent.
Don't tell me anything about it. What do you give
it's
it though?
It's set in 1917.
God damn it!
I
spoiler.
Gave it away.
That's
I'm a
why
whore.
It's named that.
That's why I'm a whore. That one's like a 9. Like that one's
tight. I'm stoked to hear that.
Good movie.
Chris Farley documentary, 10 out of 10. It's on Hulu.
Dude,
it is heartbreaking, but it is awesome, and it made me laugh so many times with the old skits and stuff like that. And the way that it was done was really classy. I loved it.
I
loved
was
it.
Like. Shattered. That's it. Sucks. 30 fucking 3.
But I will say, it sucks.
Years
but at
old.
Least the documentary had so much good up until about the last like 10 to 15
it
minutes.
It wasn't like his then, decline for years.
Then it became like, heartbreaking, and I really like that they did it that way. It was kind of like remember him how he was, but also this happened. We're not going to show you the picture because it is fucked. Have you seen that picture?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh my god. But anyways, that documentary. I can't remember what it's called. It's like something about Saturday Night Live. Correct.
Yeah, I forget what
I think it's like a docu-series.
I know, and that was an episode about Chris.
But it's like an hour and a half long.
It's great. So, it's a full, and it they have like David Spade's in it. Like everyone that knew him well is
incredible,
in it.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 out of 10. I love the documentary. Did exactly what it needed to do.
So sad.
Well, we both saw that one, so I'll go again. I finished Space Force. At first, I was like, this show is probably about a 7. I give it like an 8.5. I laughed so much at the last like 4 or so episodes.
It's pretty fun.
It's great. I can't wait for season 2. And I liked like all the characters on it as well.
Yeah, I don't like it like on the level of like
it's not Office.
Other comedy. Yeah, it's not The Office or like Parks, but like
but honestly like I could see it becoming the Office was in The Office the first season.
No, because it was also a remake and people were like, okay, I guess it's
well,
cool.
And they didn't really find its legs till like really until like season 2
yeah,
or 3.
You let Dwight off the leash more. And
yeah, for sure. And I feel like John Malkovich, he's every line that comes out of his
dude,
mouth is gold.
Him his what is that called? His duality with Steve Carell.
Yeah, is fantastic.
It's fantastic cuz they do love each other.
But they hate
as
each
friends,
other.
But they fucking hate each other. It's so funny.
Rob Riggle, his little fucking shits in there. Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
When he's like you're fired. He's like, "Good." Like
I don't know. I think that show's I think it's like a sleeper. I think that's going to be like a good comedy. Maybe not Future Man level, but close to.
Oh, no.
Future Man's too unique to be anything, but like the comedy wise.
It's
no,
too perfect.
Oh, never mind.
Future Man is fucking
there's
too
like times
perfect.
When I was like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, and it by myself, which I never do. What else to see?
I also saw Munich because I just wanted to keep up the theme of rough, sad, fucked up events where 11 Olympians were just blown up by grenades at the fucking Olympics.
Spoilers.
I mean,
I've seen it.
Munich is one of the best crafted. It's like up there for me with like the craftsmanship of like Zodiac and like.
Who's that? David Banner?
Eric Banner?
Eric Banner.
Eric Banner.
He played the Hulk, though.
Correct.
Bruce Banner.
He did. Yes.
Eric Banner.
Eric Banner plays the main guy. Daniel Craig is in it.
He was a bad Hulk.
Yes, he was a bad Hulk. We're not talking about the movie I saw, though.
No.
We're talking about the
Munich.
Yeah. The James, what is it? James, now I'm thinking about the stupid fucking Incredible Hulk jumpy movie.
It was just, no, it was just the Hulk.
With the
Hulk Incredible
dogs. Hulk
was Edward Norton.
He had Hulk dogs in that movie.
Yeah, there was like, he fought like a big green poodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like in a doghouse outside that was the size of a regular house.
It sucked.
So dumb.
Anyways, Munich, sorry.
Munich is fucking perfect. I think it's an incredible film. It's got such dope fucking scenes, and they have eating scenes that are like gangster style, like food, like eating scenes, and they're all so interesting. It's such an interesting film. It's so fucked up. It's so dope.
So interesting. How many?
So interesting.
How many interestings do you give it?
It's just so interesting that it's, you know, it sparks an interest in me.
Just, you're gonna get a nosebleed if you're trying to get think of these words.
It's so,
how many deep impacts?
Unique.
There you
and
go.
And it's.
Well, and there's the blood.
Entry level. It's like a 9.5 out of 10.
There you go. Speaking of movies around that time, Enemy of the State, sir. Dude, that movie's fun, man.
Gene Hackman.
Dude, not only that, but
come
you got
on, God damn it.
You got fucking Kennedy, fucking...
Jamie Kennedy?
Jamie Kennedy and Seth Green, both is the nerds.
Yeah, they are.
They're
real
both the
hackers.
Nerds.
Yeah.
God, Seth Green was like the hacker in every fucking movie in the 90s. They're
he
like, get the little
it.
Redheaded boy.
Yeah, put he's him behind like, a desk, give him some hot pockets.
Yeah, he's like, I'm 29. They're like, we don't care.
They're like, I direct stuff.
Yeah, one day I'll go and I'll be Robot Chicken and you'll all want to be on my show. This movie's a blast, though. Like, it's so good. It's so Will Smith, too.
It's also so cutty and, like, fasty.
Oh, for sure. It reminds you of a Michael Bay film.
Yeah, like, let's get the satellite going.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it was Michael Bay. It might have been, though.
Like, can that satellite zoom in right on my nutsack? Yes, it can.
Sure can. Gene Hackman knows where it is, too. He used to work for us.
He's reluctantly helpful.
Tony Scott did it.
Same thing.
Is it? Oh, Domino.
Yeah, Tony Scott does a lot
True
of
True Romance, son.
Dude.
What?
My boy.
But yeah, Enemy of the State, I give it 8.5.
You've heard it here.
What do you got? Lightning round, motherfucker.
Inside Man.
Okay.
Just fun, man. It's just fun, dude. Watch Inside Man if you want to see a good heist movie with a clever ending.
And then watch Negotiator right after it.
Oh, man, dude.
And then The Italian Job because you like Mini Coopers.
All right.
What do you give Inside Man?
8.5 deep impacts.
You've watched this like not that long ago.
Totally.
You might have never taken that off your list.
Maybe. Shut up, man. And also, like, judge me not.
Castaway.
Why?
Wilson! That's why.
Wilson, no!
Dude, that movie's tight. Castaway, holds up.
I think I watched it like 2 months ago.
It holds up for sure. I give it like a solid 8.5.
That was also good Helen Hunt time.
That was, before she looked like an alien.
Before she looked like a fucking alien.
Yeah, before her eyeball started just sinking into
Dude,
her head.
Her As Good As It Gets, Twister, like those zone, like that zone was like
perfect
Helen Hunt.
Because she's so real.
I know.
And yeah. She plays those roles like so genuine. It's awesome.
I know.
Kind of like in what was that movie where fucking what's the motherfucker's name? Oh God.
What movie?
Damn it. Hold on 1 second. Nick Cage, and he's like the family man, is that what it's called?
About it, him? No.
He like flip flops, like he's like, oh, I'm a rich guy. Oh, I went back to my high school girlfriend.
Yeah, it's called The Family Man.
Whoever the fuck the
I forget the wife.
The actresses in that, she reminds me a lot because she's super genuine too.
Sally Fields is another good mom. Tia Leone plays a good mom.
Tia Leone's awesome. She was also in motherfucking Enemy of the State
and fucking Bad Boys.
Yeah, she's great. And Watchmen, motherfucker. She's so
tight.
She's so tight.
All right. That's it.
Okay. I watched The Lodge.
Oh yeah, is it any good?
So, I would say I give it like a 6.5. Worth a watch. You'll probably never watch it again. I'll give it a 6, actually.
Because people were bragging about it.
There's unique things of it. But if you've seen the other filmmakers' stuff, though, it really goes along the same line.
All right.
But have you seen, like, Goodnight Mommy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember Goodnight
really,
Mommy?
It was a very European feeling.
Well,
like
yeah.
Lars von Trier.
Okay, this isn't so much that, but it's very secluded. There's a lot of similarities in the movie. You'll know once you start watching
All
it.
Right.
I'm not going to spoil it, though, because there's a neat little trick that I actually fell asleep during the movie and woke up and then saw the fucking the tell, and I was like, fuck!
Not as good as like Hush, though.
Hush?
You ever seen Hush? About the deaf girl that gets like...
the Home Invader?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Fuck.
And
I remember being so scared of that movie.
That movie was unique in the sense of that, because you don't really...
It's that cool auditory thing is taken away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, like,
It's different. But I will say that this one, this, like I said, the filmmakers have already done this magic trick, kind of, and, like, it's not as powerful, I think, because of that. But The Lodge, like I said, about a 6. Worth a watch, but you'll probably never watch again.
Okay.
Last movie, The Fountain.
Wow.
Dude, oh my God. Like, I saw it, I think it was on HBO Go or some shit like that, and I was like, you know what, why not? And, like, the minute I started, I was just like, this movie's just too good.
It's crazy.
It's literally just too good to be, to exist. It's perfect.
It's crazy.
10 out of 10.
People don't care for it. I think it's phenomenal.
It's perfect. I love the sound. Everything about it is so good.
Soundtrack.
All the acting is awesome.
The visuals.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
The visual is fucking stunning. The soundtrack's stunning.
Yeah.
And I will say that if anything, like, the acting is, I don't know, it's a heartbreaking, beautiful, gorgeous piece of cinema.
It's crazy. Hugh Jackman also takes it to level 11 with his acting.
He murders that movie. And not only that, the first time I saw it, I remember being like, I do not get what the fuck is Conquistadors, fucking floating star man, a guy working on the fucking little monkey head. Like, I don't know what's happening.
I know. Dude, him and Rachel Weisz are phenomenal.
And then once you watch it like a couple of times, you're like, oh, wow. Like, this is, it's such a beautiful sentiment. It's such a beautiful lesson. It's like, it's perfect. I love it.
Ugh.
Fucking The Fountain, motherfuckers. Go watch it. You gonna go watch it now?
Probably tonight, actually.
All right, let's have a test the tyranny.
Just do it.
Hold on a second.
No. You fuck.
Someone was trying to fucking interrupt the podcast, dude.
It's Planet of the Apes.
No, Test the Tony was Tucker and Dale versus
Whatever.
Evil. God damn it, you are.
Paul?
So dumb.
Okay, Tucker and Dale. I'm gonna just rate it right off the bat, 10 out of 10.
I give it like 8.5.
I fucking think it's so fucking funny. Dude,
it's also not another teen movie-ish. It's not another teen movie-ish. It's the spoof on it and stuff like that.
It,
like,
shits on that stereotype so well.
I agree. It does. It does it great. That's why it's an 8.5. I think it's great. It's not perfect. Like, Cabin in the Woods for me, for that type of, like...
Oh, the twisty?
I think that... Well, not even twisty, but I think Cabin in the Woods, like, made a horror-specific genre to make the tropes funny and make sense, too, better than Tucker and Dale. Tucker and Dale was like slapsticky.
It is.
Which isn't bad. That's why I got an 8.5.
If you kill my dog, I'm going to get really mad.
And he's great. They're both awesome.
They're hilarious.
Even the kids, they're cool. And the end was a neat little twist and stuff like that. Like I said, 8.5.
Dude, love it. I don't know what it is. Probably because I resonate with both the main characters so much. It's so funny. Like, come on, you crazy college kids just started up and killing themselves on my property. And he's pouring beer on his fucking bee sinks.
It's
like, can't just play around, play board games all day. And like pouring beer on himself, like spitting.
Like when he comes out swinging the chainsaw and shit. I don't know. Like I said, like.
It's slapsticky.
It's funny.
He jumps in a wood chipper.
8.5. Like, I don't think it's a perfect comedy, but I do think it's really good.
Oh my God.
And totally rewatchable. Like, there are parts where I busted out laughing.
Yeah.
You gonna stick with your 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend Tucker and Dale to everyone.
I recommend it as well. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh yeah, no, it's perfect.
When you got
me.
The Fountain.
I'm just saying it's not the same genre.
No, it's not.
Where I would give the Fountain a 10 in its sort of every other, it's a weird genre. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What'd you call it? Esoteric?
What do you call that? Other?
Let's hop into Movie of the Week, Planet of the Apes.
You go ahead.
With
you go ahead. Tell me all about it. You chose it.
Mark Wahlberg. Wow, what a piece of garbage this movie is. I will say that the fucking the apes themselves look neat.
You put this on us.
Yeah,
you
did
this to us.
That was my bad. And it's so long. Oh my God.
3 hours almost.
Brutally long. Like, what the fuck, Tim Burton? Jesus Christ.
I don't
calm
need to see
down.
Any more of these mud huts and this fucking dude trying to be friends with this girl.
So, I will say that the apes looked cool.
I get the contradiction. Like, apes think of us the way we would apes.
Oh,
I get it.
It's not. The new Planet of the Apes, that revision of it, making it like that.
Much better.
Way, good job on you, whoever did that.
Yeah, smart people.
Too bad he couldn't get Franco back for
that
the second
Tim
one.
That Tim Burton one is so fucking lackluster.
It's a pile of garbage. It's
so
literally a pile
shitty.
I would rather watch a turd for 2.5 hours on screen than that movie.
Pretty sure I saw strings from some of the fucking practical effects.
Probably.
Still just left in there.
But again, the makeup looked great.
I mean, yeah, you couldn't tell that was Michael Clark Duncan under there.
Shit, no. Or Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti.
I mean, you could tell. I was like, wow, that motherfucker looks familiar. Like, I can't place him, though. And you hear
good
him.
Good prosthetics.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's sideways.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, he's
American
professional actor.
Yeah, so I give, what, 2?
I'll give that a strong 1.5 if you ever want to watch that.
I give it a 2 because of the makeup.
Because you're too happy, watch it.
Yeah,
it'll calm
bummed.
Me down.
All right, so next week, tested or 2 weeks from now, tested Tony. We're gonna do Batman: Mask of the Phantasm.
Okay.
And for movie of the week, we're gonna do Cowboys and Aliens.
Cowboys and Aliens, dude. Daniel Craig. We're going strong with Danny this month.
What do you mean?
He was in another movie I saw.
I did see Knives Out.
Yeah. So he's been around.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.